Wildea Tausch begins now. And it begins with our continuing conversation with Justin Garcia, our Bucks buddy. I'm actually here. It may not have seemed like it in the last segment, but I am. Justin, before we get to Brolo's jersey in the rafters, a few other questions, if I may. A lot of talk on the national programs about the way things played out with Jrue Holiday winding up with the Celtics and the Celtics winding up NBA champions. We've had this conversation before when you've been on. This is one of the many reasons we love having you, is because your insights, and you basically said, look, you weren't going to get Damian Lillard by giving up nothing. And it was out of their hands where he landed if he was retraded by the Trailblazers, which is exactly what happened. But how do you view, now that we have seen him be a very key piece to a championship Celtics team, how do you now view that trade and the importance of Jrue Holiday in the grand scheme of the Milwaukee Bucks?
I mean, I don't think my view on his importance has changed. It's still TBD in terms of, I don't want to say who wins the trade, but like, what did you get back? I think that's still to be determined because of how last year was kind of like a lost year and a redshirt year for a lot of guys. When you think about multiple coaching changes, the injuries, and you didn't have your best guys available in the playoffs. I've seen more people go back on the, why wouldn't you make it a three-team deal and do this or that to ensure that Jrue Holiday didn't go to the Boston Celtics. I can agree with John Horst's logic, or what we assume the logic was, of we didn't want to make this a three-team deal because when you have that third team, like, that's when complications arise and things can start to break down. And let's say all three teams couldn't come to some type of understanding, then you go into the next season with Jrue Holiday knowing you shopped me and you tried to trade me for a guy and this didn't work out, and okay, I guess I'm happy to be here. So I get that. They had a feeling there's a good chance he goes to Boston. I think we all thought he's either going to get shipped to Boston, Miami, maybe the Clippers. He's going to end up at one of those teams. Let's just hope it's the Clippers. Unfortunately, that did not happen. But I just go back to, look, I think you kind of reached the end of the road with the way that that team was constructed. You didn't have enough offense. It's not Jrue Holiday's fault. He was in the perfect role with the Boston Celtics where he was a supplemental scorer, and he got a lot of open looks because of that. The Bucks asked him to be their second best offensive player for large stretches of the playoffs. That's not his strength. So you weren't going to win the title with that group as they were constructed anymore. And even last year, if you didn't make that trade, I don't think you beat the Indiana Pacers. Even with, you know, if Giannis is healthy, maybe you do, but that's your group. You're going to run into the same issue of your defense is going to be better, but let's not forget you lost other big pieces, not just Jrue. Wesley Matthews was gone. Javon Carter was gone as well. Your offense just wasn't going to be good enough, and you were going to run into the same problem of, we're going to get some stops and stop after stop, but then what happens? Offense beats defense eventually. So that one time when the opponent breaks through, you got a match, and they just couldn't do that.
All right, I want to get one more question in before you have to go and before Tausch takes over again, and that is this. I was very nervous last night at number 23 after I proclaimed Kyle Filipowski to be a cheap Christian Laettner knockoff on this program. Is there any chance he'll be the 33rd pick, and I'll have to live with that?
I was going to say, I would be very nervous right now because I don't know what to expect, but 33 is the first three picks, really. It's the interesting part because for the Bucks, you worked on a project. You took a project, and a guy that you feel like probably not this year, but the next couple of years, he can develop into something. So to me, that signals you are either picking somebody that you think is going to contribute now, and I think Kyle Filipowski is one of a handful of names. I also think if you use that pick, it's going to be a big. So he's one of a handful of names, or you trade basically out of the second round because teams are interested in that. There's first round talent here that didn't go. Do we want to move up to those first handful of picks in the second round and you trade that for future second round picks or maybe even a very heavily protected first round pick down the road?
So it's not going to be Tyler Kolek, though.
I just don't see that fit. If they draft Tyler Kolek, I think that's a clear signal that you're not bringing back Pat Beverly on a veteran's minimum. I think if they do pick a Marquette player here at 33, it's going to be his teammate, Osu Iguodaro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Tausch. It's all yours.
No, I don't want to intrude anymore, man. I got most of my – so I guess if Brolo gets traded, is his number going to be up in the rafters with Middleton's and with Giannis?
I think any of those guys – even Drew Holiday, I think you make a case for when you look at the impact on that title team, any of the major contributors to that era are getting their jersey retired. Chris is obviously going to be – Chris and Giannis both need statues. Lopez, I think, gets his jersey retired. I think the interesting part is it was 3 years. You can make a very strong case. Drew made some of the biggest plays to help them get a championship. Drew should probably get it too, even though it was only 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting, the day that Drew Holiday comes back to Milwaukee for that ceremony. But I think at this point, it's a done deal. I mean, he's one of the best big men in franchise history. So I think Brook Lopez definitely has his number retired.
Justin, your jersey is in the rafters of the Wilde and Tausch Hall of Fame of guests. It will be hanging there proudly.
Wow, that's the first announcement of that. Wow, Justin, that's pretty special.
Well, we're still working on the brick and mortar
those
building.
Spots.
This the first time you had a three-segment guest?
It's been a while. I don't remember one. Andy North. Andy North stuck around.
Andy North Hour. It's not quite the same because he was in person and he just didn't want to leave. He was enjoying himself.
Bulaga's on long enough to be three segments every week,
it's
only two.
Good one, Jesse. It's
very fair.
It's a good one.
All right.
Well, Jesse, I suppose, is the reoccurring three segment guest.
Jesse had how many? Six shows of being the primary driver, and he still hasn't recovered. So we look forward to him getting back into the rhythm. Dude, we love it when you join us. We love your insights. We really appreciate all of them. I love all of Tausch's questions. Don't get me wrong. Apparently he might have. But no, you guys, I can listen to you two chop it up. It's like listening to inside the NBA. Like, I don't know which one of you – well, I know which one of you is Barkley and which one of you is – Ernie Johnson, who are you? Are you Kenny the Jet? Where are we putting you, Justin?
Oh, yeah, I suppose I'd be Kenny in that role.
Yeah, and that would make Ernie Johnson, which is not a bad role for me either. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
See you guys.
That was great. I feel so much smarter because of him, although I still don't fully understand all the apron business. Do you?
No. No, I mean, I get the limitations of it, but we're not in the apron. Once the league year ends, which, by the way, it's dumb. The season ends, it's over, okay? Let's stop doing – you put the draft right after. Once the draft is happening, the next league year started. So yeah. I know it's got a couple more days. Don't do the draft till the last year starts. Bump. So that should be a case. But now we're going to be under the apron. So then we should be able to do what we want to manipulate to get – so we're not over the apron next year.
But you're not because it's from last year when you were. All I know.
Bottom line, I know Bucks fans aren't going to like this. Brook Lopez, I think he said it without saying it. I don't think Doc wants Brook back.
Yeah.
I think if he has to, he wants to do things differently. Brook is going to be a rim protector, drop defender. That's what they do. And with the apron and with the cap and with all the money and all the his contract and his play is of great value to someone. And you need to get that back because you got to start rebooting. We've been knocked out 2 years in a row. You can't keep pounding your head against the wall and think something's different's going to happen. You can't. It's time.
Injuries have factored into those first round departures, though, and I am guessing that that is a thought that they have.
If you are a champion, if you're a championship contending team, by the way, there was injuries the year we won a chip too.
That's true.
There were.
That's true. We very French flavor to today's Wildy and Tausch. All right. You need to tell us about Johnson & Sons Paving, but first we need to get our caller for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and which caller would you like?
Did Jesse say we're doing double trivia today? Is that what I just saw?
No.
Do you read?
Oh, I thought okay.
No, so no, he trivia. Sends text messages and then forgets what he said they contained.
Let me bring everyone into what I deal with on a regular basis here.
Oh, thank you for your service.
What a warrior.
I text
what
you
What a
two.
Warrior. Hey, Jesse, no, we don't need that. What caller are we dealing with here for
I
trivia?
Gave you three
I don't
options.
I need you screen and you off said and make
Your
stuff
response
up.
Was trivia. Like, that's all.
In fairness.
That did nothing.
I do. I don't like to put our business out on the street, but Jesse's text was.
Would you like to do trivia next, at the end of the show, or double tomorrow? And your response was trivia.
What do you think that means?
I don't know.
It means next.
I think you do.
It means next. Yes. That's how I interpreted yes. it. Because I understand how she's. So we're ready.
I'm glad we're doing it today because in honor of Bronny James likely being selected in the second round of the NBA draft today. Today's trivia category, not your pro athlete father's trivia.
It's a convoluted title.
Makes an appearance. I bet Ken Griffey makes. I have not looked, but I bet it does.
Question about daddy's boys playing pro sports.
Caller 10, 844-770-3776. Caller 10, 844-770-3776 to play Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Speaking of great father and son combinations, Johnson and Sons Paving brought in Tausch a couple weeks ago, which I'm sure was one of their smartest additions.
Well, summer is here, but before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter. And Johnson and Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the three R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
We will play trivia next, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Jeff in a beer truck. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Have you ever experienced a sinkhole on your route?
I have not. Thank goodness.
Yes, let's keep it that way. Yeah. Watch out for those underground mines and whatever else causes them, as we discussed earlier in the program. All right. The category, Jesse, is what is that convoluted title again?
Not your pro athlete father's trivia.
It's not bad. Not bad. Not bad at all. All right, here we go, Jeff. Question number one. Which of these former Green Bay Packers was a third-generation NFL player along with his father and grandfather? Was it Clay Matthews?
Clay Matthews.
Jordy Nelson or Henry VIII Pearson?
Clay Matthews.
Indeed. That was worth pushing through.
That was a genuine
through.
Chuckle.
Yeah.
That was a genuine chuckle. That was funny, Jeff.
We're back.
Well done. Boy, I'll tell you what, you get Jesse off the hot seat, man. He is back. Yeah, he's back and better than ever. Ken Griffey Sr.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, what do you know?
Yeah, shocking that they'd be in there. Were the first father and son to play on the same MLB team when they both suited up for which team in the early 90s?
Seattle Mariners.
Is it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Give him a shot at getting a three-piece nuggie here. Give him a shot at getting a three-piece nuggie.
What does that mean exactly? Don't give
it means
him
the... He didn't need any of the choices. Like, that doesn't happen often in this game.
Wait, does he get three extra entries for that?
I thought a three-piece nuggie was what you did on Prize Picks when you put three player projections.
That's why I asked. It's hard to understand.
He won't do it. Jesse won't. He should, but he won't.
All right.
ESPNWisconsinContest.com for the official rules.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, here's your chance.
You don't even go there. You don't even know the rules. You're asking other people, too? Like, what are we doing here?
Jeff, question three, without any of the answers, until you say you might need them, is this. Which of these five... Well, I guess you have to have them to choose the right one.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to do it if you don't.
This is not built. This one ain't built for that, for sure. It's not.
This would be an unprecedented correct answer.
All right, well, I'm going to give you a chance first. Which of these father-son combos finished their respective Major League Baseball careers tied on baseball's all-time home run list?
I know it. I know
Go
it.
Ahead.
Prince and Cecil Fielder.
No way!
Oh,
wow! What a champion!
Yeah!
Jeff! Much like three segments with Justin Garcia, today is a day of unprecedented moments on Wilde and Tausch. All three correct answers without actually getting the choices in the multiple choice. Bravo, sir. Now,
thank you.
You're supposed to only get four entries. We think you should get three bonus entries, which would give you seven.
Yeah, totally
unfortunately,
agree.
Jesse is by the book, so I don't know if you'll get those, but you do have.
It's not how we play here.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't need you to tell me that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I would say this. As we continue to construct the Wilde and Tausch Hall of Fame, we just discussed retiring Justin Garcia's number in the rafters of our great guests that we have. We are certainly working on winnowing down our list of our Hall of Famers of the show in terms of fans. I also think
that was a Hall of Fame performance.
Yes, and that's the thing, right? There are moments. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has different displays for Hall of Fame moments, not necessarily authored by Hall of Fame players. I think this is one of those moments. So we will get that display put together. It'll have Ken Griffey Jr. and Cecil and Prince Fielder and everyone and you, Jeff, in your beer truck. Bravo,
thanks,
sir.
Boy.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
That was something. Wow, what a day.
Jeff's good. So I wonder, when you're rolling around a big old beer truck, are you got like a Bluetooth in and doing it, or do you pull over to the side of the road when you're doing the trivia?
You got to deliver the Coors Light, man. He's got to keep moving.
Yeah, he can't stop.
I get it.
He can't be pulling over. He's got the Bluetooth in. He's hands-free.
I think if I'm a trucker, I got one of those Britney Spears deals. You know, the headset with the little deal? I think that's
like,
what I'm doing.
Like you're wearing right now, kind of?
Well, no, it won't be to this extreme, but yeah, I think something similar to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Britney
Judy
Spears
from Timeless Books.
You think Britney Spears is the only one who's ever worn the headset deal?
She is who I remember having as a live audience. You got the little baby headphones in, and it's like something that's like you can't really see it. And it comes across, and you sing and you dance and you do all that stuff.
How many times have you seen Britney Spears live?
More than I should. More than I should have.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
And if you want to go see her again, you can go do a study at Fortrea so you've got the spending money to get the tickets.
Yeah, and if you don't want to be causing sinkholes, there's all kinds of things that Fortrea's got you covered. Healthy men and women of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 60, BMI 18.5 to 30. Study involves one stay, 11 nights, two follow-ups, $5,302 for your time and participation. The beautiful part is, it's not just one study. I said yesterday, you can make up to, what was it, $32,000-some-odd. You can stay 51. There's all kinds of different studies that Fortrea's got and all kinds of different types of cash flow that you're looking for. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com. Find the study that fits you, the money that you want to make. You go. You dictate. You go to Fortrea Clinical Trials. You find what makes sense for you.
Is that in the copy, or was that an ad lib?
No, I made that. I'm ad libbing, baby.
Off script.
That's an ad libber.
Impressive. Yep. That rarely happens on this show. Ad libbing and stream of consciousness. Whoa, Nelly. Which I don't know what is going to be in there. We'll all find out together.
I don't think he can be better than Woe Gravy. Like, Woe Gravy was good.
Is that what we're calling Gravat now?
That's what they call
Gravy?
Him,
yeah. He needed two syllables, and Tausch did what he does.
And now he's hosting his own show because Rutledge and Hamilton are never there.
Biscuits and Gravy?
Gravy's basically, yeah. I think they should call whoever's show. Exactly. Jesse would like to be Biscuit. Jesse would like
perfect
to be called Biscuit.
Role.
Jelly and Biscuit, Gravy and Biscuits. He's got everybody could be with a little baby Biscuit.
Oh, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
We gotta give some love to the Milwaukee Brewers. A season-high 15 games over 500. After a sweep of the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers, who aren't as good as you would expect them to be. Including a game...
Better than the A's, though.
Much better than the A's. Including a walk-off win yesterday, in which the Brewers also had an inside-the-park home run and a grand slam, becoming just the fourth team in MLB history to win in a walk-off in a game in which you also hit a grand slam and an inside-the-park home run.
Played on a Wednesday.
Nah, that's not one of the caveats. Is it time to start believing, Tausch, in very real playoff opportunity for Pat Murphy's Milwaukee Brewers in 2024?
Yeah, I think we should have been believing earlier in this. Yeah, they're seven games up, what'd you say?
Yeah, I'm checking to make sure what that officially is.
15 games over 500.
15 over 500.
Yeah, I mean, this team, I think you could sit here, and I think I saw a stat that they've started more pitchers this season already, 15 or 16, than they have all last year. So when you start factoring all that in, starting pitching is what typically is going to tell you where you're at if you're really good. This bullpen's been good. They don't even have old boy back yet. Williams ain't even back. So, can you start believing? Believe that. Yes, you can. Now, again, I think if you're going to be a skeptic, how much can you get out of all these pitchers? How much? Dallas, what did Cuck?
I'm sorry, who? I wonder if he threw out the first pitch.
Hey, you...
In a game,
Dallas. K-E-U-C-H-E-L. I don't know how to say it,
Keuchel.
But I know his name.
Dallas
Keuchel. He stunk yesterday. How much are you going to get out of him? But the bottom line is this team is gritty and they're tough. And they're everything you want in a group of guys coming together, trying to figure it out. And Pat Murphy's leading them in a great way. So, heck yeah, believe.
Your contributions or lack thereof to your new ball club. Here's my only question. Like, they have been through the ringer injury-wise, right? Especially on their pitching staff. And then they have this phenom arrive in Robert Gasser. And now they've lost him as well. And Tommy John surgery being discussed. Did he ever, I know he was getting a second opinion. I don't know if he ever settled on that surgery.
He ended up at a third or fourth opinion, but yes, he did have surgery. I think it was late last week or early this week.
Yeah. I was on vacation without going anywhere. My only question, and I think back, again, I always relate this to Packers seasons. The 2002 Green Bay Packers were a damn good football team. They had lost the previous year in the postseason to the greatest show on turf when Brett Favre threw 17 interceptions in one game, three of which were returned for touchdowns, and the other 14 Mark Tauscher had tackles on. But they just got hurt and hurt and hurt and hurt and hurt that year. They lost both their starting tackles. They lost one of their starting wide receivers. They lost their starting safety late in the year. They had injury upon injury, and how much is too much? I don't know. I hope the Brewers don't get to that point, but it is hard to watch how many guys they've been through, and we're only halfway through the season.
Whoa, Nelly!
Last one before we move too far on from the NBA draft, with round two coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon on ESPN. What do we need to do to get rid of the thing where a team drafts a player, but everyone knows he's not playing for that team, but we're pretending like he is? Like, there was a guy last night, late in the first round, who was drafted by the Phoenix Suns. He's wearing Phoenix Suns gear. A trade has been agreed that he's going to be traded to the Denver Nuggets. He's being interviewed by Monica McNutt on ABC, asking about what his contributions will be to the Denver Nuggets, but he's wearing a Phoenix Suns hat during the interview.
This bothers me a lot, but not as much as earlier in the draft when the guy from Kentucky was drafted and they didn't know he was being traded. So he was being asked questions about a team that he was never going to play on. And then we found out after the fact that he'd been already traded to Minnesota. I don't understand why they... And JG, who could have answered this question for us, but only kept him for 3 segments instead of 4. But I think he explained this last year about all the cap stuff. It has to be done this way because they don't start free agency until after their draft instead of before it.
So stupid.
Yeah, it's one of the things that don't make sense to me at all. Agreed. Tausch?
It doesn't bother me. It's part of the deal. It doesn't bother me. Like, I have bigger fish to fry than somebody wearing a hat. And then it bothers them that they interview him, and you forget about it. Just forget about it. It doesn't bother your life.
Woj comes on before the pick is announced. It goes, by the way, the rights to this pick are being traded to the Timberwolves. Adam Silver gets up there, and he goes, with the 8th pick, the, whoever it is, Sacramento Kings select. And it's like, everybody in the world knows this guy's not playing for the Sacramento Kings. Why are we pretending like he's getting traded to the... Even if he says the Kings are trading the rights to this pick to the Minnesota Timberwolves, with the pick, it's this guy. Like, just acknowledge it or something. Like, it's crazy.
It is backward. And if the NFL did this, Tausch would be totally annoyed by it. Even though he's an NBA insider and he just poo-pooed it.
I'm not an NBA insider. I see the big picture. I'm a 10,000 feet above. I see what's going on.
30,000 feet, you mean? Only 10,000?
I'm not into the weeds on it. It's not that big a deal, man. I think it's not. Matter of fact, I'd love to go back and see some of the interviews of when the Charlotte Hornets picked Kobe. And look how dumb they are for trading for Vlade Divac. Okay, I'd love to see that.
The Bucks drafted Dirk Nowitzki. But they didn't.
They didn't, though.
Right.
But they did.
But they did because they had an agreement in place to trade him to the
Dallas
Mavericks.
And you don't see this being a problem when you look back in history and you say, oh, he was drafted by the whoever.
The Bucks didn't draft Ray Allen. They drafted Stephon Marbury.
Starbury. Yep.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. We'll wrap things up.
Well, it's just crazy to me this bothers you this much. Like,
I don't think Jesse and I are the only ones that are annoyed by this.
What are you annoyed about?
Well, just the simple fact that
you're just, annoyed.
You're watching the draft.
I'm annoyed you're annoyed.
To see who the new guys are going to be
I'm
on a team.
I'm annoyed that you're annoyed that I'm annoyed.
They're literally...
All right, no trades. It's okay, guys. No trades.
No.
No trades in the NBA.
That's not what
there's,
we're saying.
All we're saying is there's got to be a better
way. Hello, Jesse and Jason. What's the better way? Come up with a solution then.
Start the league year a couple of days before the draft, if that's what you got to do to make sure you can trade the pick straight up.
Yes.
You don't
Amen.
Know your guy's going to be available at the time it's available.
Well, neither does the NFL.
How do they figure it out? Free agency starts a month before. That's how.
We'll wrap things up. What was the voice again for Jesse and me? How did that go?
Oh, Jason and Jesse don't know how
they're annoyed. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Like, share, and follow ESPN Madison everywhere. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more great content from ESPN Madison. This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Jesse, we got to go. Do you have anything before we do?
Matt Coonan on the text line. The Brewers play the Oakland A's August 23rd to the 25th. Let's remember today's feeling when they inevitably get swept and we get Dunzo 2025.
Uh-oh.
Mark the tape.
Should I go?
Lessons learned.
Should I go to Oakland and
Lessons
cheer them on?
Learned. Oh, are they in Oakland?
Yeah. Last chance
That's
to ever
a tough
go.
Place to play.
Wildy and Tausch road
they got
trip.
Hundreds of fans that come out there. That's a tough place to play.
Moving to Sacramento. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. It's been great to be back. What a fun couple of days. We'll keep the fun going tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us. Thanks to Justin Garcia for joining us as well. Can't wait for Tyler Kolek to get picked tonight. We look forward to it. Don't pick Filipowski, Bucks, please. It's Wildy and Tausch. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.